prediction like JPP?
No, I'm not going to stand up and make a prediction like he did, because he did it. You know, I'm riding with him. He, you know, he's my teammate. You know, I'm riding with him. Whatever he said, I'm riding with him. Man, no doubt about it.
How confident are you,
Brandon? I'm very confident. I feel good about the opportunity. You know, I wake up every morning, you know, feeling so good about this game. You know, they're a good football team. You can't take anything away from them. They, you know, they're 15-1. And I go 15-1 in a league like this is you know, it's special, you know, because guys are coming for you every week. And, you know, I just like our opportunity, you know, that we have, and we got to go out and take advantage of it. You know, they're not going to lay down and give it to us. We're going to have to take it.
Glenn, what are your memories 4 years ago of watching Corey hook off Brett in overtime? Maybe what you were thinking, what you were doing when you were watching it?
Well, you know, this is a special thing, you know, watching that then, you know, but this is a different team now, different opportunity, different year, you know. We just got to hope Corey can do it again. You know, that's all I hope for, you know. Like I said, you know, like Tuck said earlier, you know, they're playing against, you know, we're playing against a ferocious quarterback, you know, great receivers that knows where to go. He knows where they're going to be, you know, they protect them well, and we just got to go out there and do the best we can. I mean, our linemen, you know, the guys move people out the way. The coaches put us in the best position that we can possibly be in to run the ball. You know, we knew they did a lot of slanting and angling and know that they were light and like to run. So with a team like that, you got to go right at them, and that's what we came out the second half and did.
What do you recall about when you guys were up there the previous time in that championship game and you had to hit the run and ran over Woodson? What do you recall about that? Do you think something like that sort of set the tone for that game?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, nothing had happened before that. You know, well, they only had one drive, and we got the ball, and that happens, and, you know, the sideline got up, jumped, you know, everybody got pumped up, and on it went. You know, it still was a dogfight. You know, we just didn't run away with it, but, you know, it definitely coming, you know, came out to our favor in the end. Oh, yes, yes. I think our defense, number one, is playing well right now. You know, they're playing as good as anybody in the league. You know, things come together like it has the last couple of weeks. It's going to be tough to beat us, you know, and that physical presence that they have and we have as well on offense. So, you know, we just got to go in and bang and make them want to play. You know, we got to make them play our game. Oh, yes. If we can keep him off the field and the less opportunities they have as offenses, the better our chances are as winning. You know, they got a good defense. You know, we played them already. You know, there's not going to be no secrets of what they want to do. You know, they got some heavy guys in there. They got a good team overall. It's going to be a dogfight. But a dogfight, I think we can win. I have no idea how different it's going to be. I don't care either way. I don't care who's in there. You know, that's just the way I feel. And I hope everybody else on our football team feel the same way. I don't care I don't care who's back. I don't care who's playing. It don't bother me one bit.
You're running very fresh this time of year. Is this as good as you felt late in the season in a long time?
Oh, no question. You know, I feel really good. And I don't know the reason for that, but I feel good, and I'm confident in our chances, and a lot of guys on our team are healthy at this time of year, and that's all that matters.
There have been times in the last couple of years where you've actually wanted the ball more, and because of Ahmad and the circumstances, you haven't gotten it, but is this kind of a payoff late season that you do have that freshness, even though you didn't get maybe as many carries earlier as you want?
Well, you know, that's not playing. You know, it's just the way the game goes. You know, we got a lot of different situations, and we got different running backs that does different things, and that's the only thing that can stop me from getting as many carries as I would like. You know, just the way the game goes. You know, no one plans for me not to get this or to get that, and, you know, if the game could go our way, you know, we both have a lot of carries.
Last